We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. B-Mitch, we might be on the highway to the danger zone, man. You're talking about... What are we talking about here? Nick Martin... Sadiq Charles, Cornelius Lucas on the right side of Carson Wentz.
Did we just sign another lineman?
That
was released from Tennessee?
There's a lot to be concerned about here.
People always say, man, when they sign people from a team that they're about to play, that don't mean anything, but why does everybody do it, seem to be every year?
We were talking about this. Is this a must-win for the organization? And my guy Vaughn on Twitter, because I'm making a case that they could get to 2-6, and last year they were 2-6, and then they won four in a row, and then they're 6-6. My guy Vaughn says, wait, are we supposed to be happy about the possibility of going 2-6?
Yeah.
I know I don't I'm like going to watch that. A 2-6 team.
It's like it's amazing what has become allowable and satisfactory to our mindsets as fans here. 2-6 is horrible.
Nicky Jabala. 2-6 is horrible. You're right. Nicky Jabala from the Washington Post is kind enough to join us now. Nick, what's going on? B-Mitch and I started this morning talking about the offensive line, and it's hard not to remember. And we've kind of, because of the injuries and everything that's happened, they had Brandon Scherff a year ago. Yeah. 2 years ago, they had Trent Williams. Like, we wonder what the hell has happened. Look how much talent has left.
Yeah. No, and you're starting to really see it. I mean, that line, I mean, even last year with Brandon Scherff at right guard and Eric Flowers at left guard, I mean, they held up through so many injuries. I mean, they were on their fifth center at one point. I think people forget that. There was a practice where they were on their fifth center, John Toth, because everybody else had been injured. But they still held up. They were one of the more consistent groups up front. But now I think you're starting to really see the value of Brandon Scherff and what he did at guard. And Eric Flowers, too. He had a really good year.
Right. He had, I mean, what was it? 18 and 20, he was pretty good for them.
Yeah.
But you're talking about
in Miami.
Two of the five guys are legitimate, and that makes it a lot. We give John Masco the credit all the time. But when you have a Scherff and a Flowers, now the coach has to focus on basically three people. When before Ruye got hurt, he only had to focus on two people. You see what I'm saying? When you start,
well, yes, but they also had injuries. I mean, he was working with guys that were signed to the practice squad a day earlier and then playing them, and it was
Scherff
did miss a couple.
When you have five to worry about, it's way worse than when you got some veteran guys in the fray.
Totally. So let's run through where we're at with injuries. There is a good story coming today. Brian Robinson is going to make his return to the practice field. I mean, just a remarkable scene of good luck, for lack of a better word, that he shot twice, but it looks like he's going to be playing football about 6 weeks later. Chase Young's not coming off IR yet. You've got this Cosby situation. You've got this Jahan Dotson situation. Young thing, he remains on the shelf, so I don't think we need to talk to him. Let's start with Robinson. How encouraging is that? What do you think his role could be? What do you think the timeline is here?
Yeah, no, I think it's incredibly encouraging. I mean, I think it was encouraging when you saw him out pregame running routes. You know, you'd like to think that can cut down on this ramp-up time because, you know, they got 21 days here before they can fully activate him. But, you know, since he's had so much time on the field already, I think there's a really good chance he could play Sunday. Now, how much he plays, we'll see.
But like I've seen him in the locker room. The guy seems like he wants to be out there.
Oh yeah,
he's walking
around
the locker room with his helmet on.
Yeah, yeah. No, he is really eager to be out there. And I think, I mean, he'd be huge for this offense. I mean, anything would be great for this offense right now. Just to jumpstart it, any sort of change, any sort of spark. I think that would be great. And it is an incredible story. I mean, you know, from 1 minute, as soon as you hear the news, you think, oh my gosh, is he alive? Is he okay? And then you hear how fortunate he is that. You know, the bullet in his knee didn't affect any tendons or ligaments or bones. So it's been quite a whirlwind, more so for him, I would imagine. But, for him to be out here is pretty remarkable.
We saw what he did in preseason, and we saw he was effective running the ball.
Yep.
But my question is, a guy who could be coming from a situation like that, and we all seem to be so hyped about him coming back. Wouldn't be smart for to try to put all the pressure on him at this point, though, I would think, because you bring him back and everybody know what he did in preseason, so they're going to try and stop him. And if we overly try to present him, that could become a problem.
Right, and I totally agree with you. And that's – I don't know how you balance that. I don't know how you, reduce that for him. I think there's been so much attention on it already that it's almost inevitable that that's going to happen, but – I don't know. I look back at the last 2 years with Ron Rivera, and the only thing that's kind of gotten them out of these like early season slumps is there's kind of been a big change. You know, the first year was they changed quarterbacks, benched Dwayne Haskins. You know, the next year, I mean, they made – I'm trying to think of what they did, actually. I know they made a big change.
After they benched Haskins? Or
no, last season.
Well, you lose Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. And they started blitzing on our defense.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's got to be some change. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's another change. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know how you'd reduce the pressure or the attention on him coming back. It's just they've been so bad for so long.
I'm worried about the Dotson thing.
Yeah, me too.
Young speed guy with a soft tissue thing that you got to take care of. If he doesn't play Sunday, he can't play next Thursday, right?
No, I don't see how. I mean, I don't think they should play him for 2 weeks, period. I mean, with soft tissue injuries, you run the risk. I mean, we've seen it here more so than anywhere else, I think.
We saw with Curtis last year at the position.
Exactly. How many guys in training camp were out with soft tissue injuries? I don't think that's something you rush, and it sucks given, where they are as a team and how well he was playing. But I don't think that's something you can rush.
And then let's touch on Cosby, because this offensive line is obviously kind of in shambles. The only... Yeah. I guess the left side, you have what you thought were going to be your starters in Leno and Norwell. Leno's clearly playing with a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
Just seeing him in the locker room get changed, he's clearly playing through something. Cosby going down puts Lucas out there, and I'm sure you get the same tweets I do of people saying, oh, well, that'll be better because Cosby's not playing that well. You're wrong. Your depth is a problem. If something happens to Lucas, now you're talking about Anthony Montero. What do you make of Cosby's prospects? He had thumb surgery, correct?
Right, yep.
How's it looking?
I mean, they didn't put him on IR. It doesn't mean they won't put him on IR at some point, but the fact that they didn't do so immediately and he had surgery yesterday kind of makes me think he could be back in a couple weeks, sort of like Cam Curl when he had thumb surgery. So I think, maybe he won't be out too long. I think the bigger concern is the rest of the line.
Sure.
I mean, I think the right guard situation is a mess. You bring in Trey Turner. He has a quad injury. Ron says he's not quite right with that injury, but he's just not playing well.
Yeah.
I think losing Chase Roullier was an underrated loss. Like,
totally.
I think that is the glue of that line and maybe the glue of the offense, given how important the line is. But losing him for a second straight season to a season-ending injury is brutal. And now they're already on their third center.
Talking with Nikki Jhabvala here from the Washington Post. You can give her a follow at Nikki Jhabvala on Twitter. If you want to see all her dogs, you can follow her on Instagram, too.
really cute.
Nick, tell me how things get better. What is a recipe for things to get better?
They got to make a change. And I know Ron kind of alluded to this in his interview with you. They got to make a change of some sort. Now, will they bench Carson Wentz? I don't think so, at least not yet, not with – $22 million devoted to him. Does that mean making a coordinator change? I don't think so, because you have no other play callers on staff. And their defensive pass rush has actually been pretty good. They just can't eliminate those explosive plays. So you got to make some change somewhere. And if you got to you know, put out one of those fires.
What would yours be?
I'd say make a change in the secondary. You know, I think Kendall Fuller struggled. I think William Jackson has struggled. I thought Benjamin St. Juice played really well outside in that game when William Jackson was out. Give the kid a run.
The secondary, even before this coaching staff got here, it's been confused. What the hell is going on being taught to where they can't figure out how to just play simple coverages? Because I watch a lot of football. This team I see every other play, they're looking at each other with a communication gap. Why?
Right. Yeah, no, great question. I mean, in every year, every training camp, we ask them about communication, they say it's better. It's the same thing every single year. And they can't get it figured out. I mean, there are various issues going on. I mean, some individual, some collective, but, you know, they got to make a change there. I mean, those explosive plays, it's just one of many issues they got going on, but it's a really bad one. It's become really costly. And if they can eliminate that, maybe it'll give themselves a chance.
And it's apparent week after week after
week. Every week. It's just like, you know, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, it's always happening.
Ma Bell got the ill communication. I think if they were to – I think the only move you can make is benching Jackson.
Yeah.
Because Fuller gives you versatility that Jackson doesn't, and when you get into sub-packages and stuff. And if they were to do it, so you want St. Juice on the outside, who are you going three safeties all the time with him and Fuller?
Not all the time, but I would use Derek Forrest more in those three safety sets. I mean, I think he's played pretty well. He needs to get better, but more reps will do that. I mean, you bring in these young kids for a reason, right?
Like when Jackson was the late scratch and they went to Wild Goose ahead of Danny Johnson, I was okay with that because you're trying to see what you got.
Right. And Wild Goose didn't have the greatest game. It was his first game. He got a couple penalties that were costly. But, I mean, I would give him a shot. I mean, move Kendall inside, put him outside, or try another corner outside. I mean, experiment, because I don't think it can get much worse than this right now.
I agree, and I'm with you. I don't think there's any coordinator change coming.
You can't. Like, who are you gonna hand it over to?
And it's October 5th or
exactly.
Something. Like, you can't be – if you're firing coordinators in early October, you're saying that you don't believe this thing can get fixed.
Right, exactly. I mean, you can't send that message in week four. And Scott Turner just got an extension. So you already guaranteed, like, at least a few years to him. Jack, you get rid of him. Ron's not going to call the defensive plays. He's the only other play caller on staff. So, like, it doesn't make sense. And the defense, again, has not been totally terrible. I realize that's not a great thing for fans to hear, but their pass rush has been decent. It's a back end that's been atrocious. And the linebackers, they are what they are at this point.
Yeah, but, man. We just finished the fourth week of the season. I'm troubled because we are saying, see what you got. Didn't they have training camp?
Yeah.
And we're in week four, about to go into week five, and we don't know what the hell we have.
Right.
And
right.
I'm going to say it. They go through training camp too damn soft. They never figure out what they truly have. They automatically have their starters lined up. They don't even get ready to play. So you don't know what you have because nobody does any damn thing.
Right. I don't know why they didn't have a joint practice this year. That was a big mistake, in my opinion. They may feel otherwise. For 2020, COVID, you can't do anything about it. This year, they should have had it because they're just going against themselves. You can't really gauge what you have and what you don't have when you're constantly going against yourself.
And I think, to your point, I think we'd all say that Ron, the human, is a great person.
Sure.
I think Ron, the coach, the numbers would suggest he's slightly above average. We can argue that, but that's what the numbers are. And maybe that's skewed by a 15-1 season, and maybe it's not. But that's what the numbers are. But the evaluation process that the organization has had under 3 years, and it's not like he's making every decision, but it's been made very clear to us that Ron is the top evaluator, right?
Yep.
And their self-scouting or their lack of self-scouting has never been more apparent this year. And I think you see it most glaringly on the offensive line and in the secondary. The secondary, they added two relatively high-dollar pieces in Kendall and Jackson. Neither has worked out tremendously well. The offensive line, they decided to go the cheap route, and that hasn't worked very well.
Right.
So, and their culinary masterpiece is the Carson Wentz trade.
Yep.
Yeah. Whether you were forced to or not, that's what you did. Where do you think Wentz is today?
Oh boy!
I wish everybody could see the look Nikki just gave me with that question.
I'm waiting for the words.
Oh. I mean, he does not look good out there. Granted, a lot of it is on the line. He has no time to do anything, but he's not helping himself. I mean, I think, and I don't say this, you know, to be, you know, I really do mean this when I say this. I think they were better with Alex Smith on one leg. Mobility-wise, just being able to adjust on the fly. And, I mean, you think about it. It's true. Their best stretch was with Alex Smith. Still, to this day, during the Ron Rivera era, it was with Alex Smith. And you can say what you want, but it shows in the numbers. It shows in the production, the record, everything. They are struggling right now. And is it all on Carson Wentz? No. A lot of it is, though. It's not working. It's certainly not working to the way they expected. I think it's still fixable at this point. You give them more time, better protection, you can make it work. But right now, that offense, you know, especially against Philly and Detroit, they were inept in that first half.
Is it correctable? So, because I mean, I know we talk about the personality issues that Carson had in other places, and a lot of it. He hasn't lived up to any of that stuff here. He's been saying the right stuff.
Yep.
But he's a guy going into his seventh year, eighth year, and he's run into sacks before. What makes us think he's going to become somebody new?
Well, this is the thing. It is correctable. Will he correct it is a different issue. You know, there are some things he needs to correct in his game. And, he stayed up there and admitted as much, you know, over the past few weeks. He's got to get the ball out quicker. I think sometimes he gets the ball out too quick and he doesn't let the plays develop. And, you know, there are different things he can do. There are different things the play callers can do to help him. I still don't understand why they don't fully commit to the run game more. I thought they ran it pretty efficiently at points. It can work. It's will everybody put the pieces in place to allow it to work? And that's always kind of been a thing here.
I'm 41 years old. I have time management problems. I'm often tons running of them. Late for things. Can I fix that? Yeah, I can. At this point, I'm not sure.
But at
I'm
41,
going to.
He's still the same. He's worse, actually.
I don't know if I'm worse. Nikki,
yes,
thank you so much for your time.
Of course.
Everybody give her a follow at Nikki Job Vala. She's great at what she does. Thank you, Nikki. We will be right back. We're going to open up these phone lines. MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Thank you to Nicky Jabala from the Washington Post for joining us. If anybody missed that interview, get on the Odyssey app. What is the button? The chapters button? Hit the chapters button.
Huh?
Might take you right to it. Chapters button, B. That's the plan. Uh-huh. Right now, I want to open these phone lines up. We had phone trouble yesterday, and phones are back in business.
Hump day. Let's get over the hump.
Hump day. let's start. I think our guy Numb Clown is on the line.
Numb Clown.
Was he was trying on it, to fix.
He called 100 times yesterday.
Numb Clown.
What's going on, fellas?
Were you trying to help us fix the phones yesterday?
Hey, I was trying to see what I need to do to put something on the phone bill.
I got five. Yeah, you got five on it.
I got five on it. Trying to get the things working. I called 197 times trying to get through yesterday.
Wow.
I sent you a picture on Twitter, man. Go check it out. But what I wanted to speak on yesterday is the same thing Nicky Jabala was just speaking on just now about what do we have to lose right now? What do we have to lose? Shake things up in that defensive secondary. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't working with McCain, it ain't working with Jackson or Fuller. Mix some stuff up and put some of those young guys out there. I mean, at least I could feel better knowing, like, okay, those are young guys that we're trying to see what we got and, you know, say, try to come up and get them some reps. So it can't get any worse. I mean, maybe it can, but, I mean, just try something different because this what we got going on now, it ain't working. It didn't work last year. It ain't worked the year before. I'll take it off the air.
Hi, man.
Thanks for the call, Numb Clown. The one thing I'll say, it can always get worse, man.
But it can't get better
in Ashburn over the years. Yeah.
I don't think what he or Nicky said is wrong. If what you're doing seems to be, I'm gonna explain. They've been confused. They've gotten outplayed. They have looked lost. If that is gonna consistently be like that, just try something else. Let's see you change up something and see if we can go a different route. Because right now, what's going on doesn't look, and anybody, when you start calling, tell me if I'm wrong, it doesn't look like professional football in the secondary.
No, and by and large, they shut stuff down and put their team into a position of play and then give up big plays. Right? Like, it's in the big plays, I mean, you think about the touchdown to CeeDee Lamb where William Jackson's clearly out of position. You think about the deep shot to Noah Brown where Bobby McCain just bites on Cooper Rush's eyes for a second and gets just a hair out of position on a deep crosser, and then that's all you need in the NFL is a second. And he's able to get there to close it down, and you know, they're able to make the tackle, so at least it doesn't go for six, but it's a 45-yard gain.
Yeah. That's what you call it, explosive?
That's, yeah, certainly. Yeah. 45 is definitely explosive. There's some debate over the true media definition of an explosive because the true media definition is 12 yards for a run play or I think 15 or 16 for a pass play. Either way,
it was 48,
45,
that was 3-1.
Certainly. How about this, B? This is a good question, man. I hope we don't find out the answer. I believe the Commanders are wearing burgundy this week.
Mm-hmm.
See, let's confirm that. Captain Todd just tweeted me, has any team ever lost three games in one season with three new jerseys? I imagine that expansion teams have.
But P, Teams normally didn't have three new jerseys. They normally just had two. We've gone into this new thing with the three with the third jersey over the last few years or so.
Well, at least this. They didn't lose in the whites the first time they wore the whites. They beat the Jags.
That's the first
now,
time.
The first time they wore the blacks, they lost. We'll find out the first time they wear the burgundies. Let's hope they don't lose. Let's keep the phone lines going, though. Lou is in Silver Spring. What's up, Lou? How fired up are you for some Commanders football?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's been a while. I don't think I talked to you guys since after the Eagles loss. But absolutely. They have to shake things up. You got to bench William Jackson and put Juice back there. I think my problem, with Ron and just what's going on, why I think the marriage is dead already and why the rest of the fan base would be calling for his job, it just takes too long to make changes. You've seen it every single year. God rest his soul. It took too long to bench Dwayne Haskins. It took too long to move Landon to his a better position. Why should it take four games with Trey Turner being a turnstile before you bring in Sadiq Charles? And the same with William Jackson. He got his thumbprints all over these losses. I know it's not just his fault, but you got to do something to shake things up. It shouldn't take this long to make moves. You don't need to be down four, five, six games before you shake things up, because then your season is already statistically over. But they absolutely have to do something. If he don't do something quick, him and everybody else need to be out of this building.
Woo.
Thank you for the call, Lou. I got a question for Brian Mitchell.
Yeah.
B. Mitch, put on your boss hat. You are the boss of this organization. Everybody answers to you.
Yep.
Hell, maybe all of a sudden you're worth $6 billion and you own the damn team. But hypothetically here, you are the boss of this organization and everybody answers to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you only got the job today, so you can't impact any of the decisions that have been made until today. What changes, if any, are you making for this week against Tennessee?
I'm shaking up the secondary, first of all. I'm going to get some...
Give me a specific. You benching Jackson, you benching Fuller, what do you want done?
Jackson is going to sit down. I'm going to let St. Juice play. I'm going to bring me some Reeves.
Go three safeties?
I'm going to activate Reeves, and he needs to play a little more for me, too. And I may let my man McCain sit down for a bit. I'll take the young guys going full speed, making mistakes, and a veteran guy just blowing coverages and being too slow to get where he needs to be. Offensively, I am going to run three-step drop and run plays all game. And moving into next week, all personnel moves are going to be made by Martin Mayhew, nobody else. You coach, he's going to make the personnel move.
All right, that is strong. That is B. Mitch in charge. I asked the same question. Let's go to Tim in D.C. Tim, you are put in charge of the football operations today. What changes are you making?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Tim?
I'm gonna make a move, and it's not gonna be popular, but I'm sitting Carson Wentz down, man. I am going to invest my time and try to develop Sam Howell, because I think this guy gives you the best chance to win, even as a rookie. You know, the production you're getting out of Carson Wentz, you mean to tell me that Sam Howell can't play better than that? I beg to differ on that, fellas, And what they should have done from the very start is not go after Carson Wentz. They should have developed this team by taking that money, getting some interior offensive linemen, investing in getting some cornerbacks, and they would have been in a better position, because right now they picked up Carson Wentz as if we was a quarterback away from going to the Super Bowl. Man, we not even going to sniff the playoffs this year, fellas. So, they're wasting time with Carson Wentz. They got egg on their face, so they're not going to put him on the bench. But that's what they need to do, man. And I agree with everybody else. I've been calling them bums out, Williams and Fuller out, since last year. And that's what, $80 million they could be saving so they can keep my man Payne. They better not let him get away, man. So, fellas, thank you for taking my call, man. I appreciate you, fellas.
Hi, bro.
All right.
I want to ask this question of the boys in the aquarium. we'll start with Landfill because I know Jeff's busy and these phones are ringing off the hook. You can call the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Question is simple. You get put in charge of the Washington Commanders today. What changes are you making? It could be that caller had Tim said, I'm putting Sam Howell in. Uh-huh. I don't agree with him, but it's a very reasonable thought. That's not a hot take to say you want to see what the rookies.
But you know the thing? It's like it's amazing to me. In this town, we always don't want to play rookies. We always find ways to try to make the person that comes as a veteran be what people said he's not. And other cities, when they come in, they normally believe what was said. That's why he's probably in their city. And they play rookies when they need to play them. They look at all the teams in the last 3 years with new coaches. A lot of them just this year. And tell me that we're farther along than those people.
I think Mike Tomlin, Brian, will eventually go into Canton. I think he's that type of coach. I believe Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. Mm-hmm. He's got a Super Bowl ring, about a billion playoff appearances and playoff wins. Mike Tomlin just went to a rookie.
I'm just saying, we seem to have to bring in a former number two overall pick. It's not just the coaches now, Jay. It's a lot of our fans, too. We have this always behind thought process of, well, we can't do that. Why the hell can't we? What we're doing don't seem to be working, so why not try something new?
Ahmet just texted me. His if he were in charge, his change would be to chug a full bottle of Scotty's vodka before every game.
Hey. May work. But this is like, I remember when I was young, and when I was a freshman in high school, and my coach put me as a starting quarterback in a varsity team, and I got home, and my mama was so worried, and my dad was like, he's probably just young and dumb enough not to know how big this is. So when I went on the field, I just had fun. You know, they never told me, hey, you know you're a freshman starting for the varsity. They just... But you're so young sometimes that you don't know how big the moment is, and then if you just go out and play, you probably can play. But when people start, oh, man, look how big this is. A kid, like a little baby falls, and if you just go pick him up, keep moving, baby don't cry. But if you go, oh, my God, the baby start crying. Sometimes don't let the person know how big the situation is, and I promise you, if they got talent, they got talent. If the people around them has enough talent, then they can go out there and perform. But we, for some reason, are always afraid to do something new. We keep doing what we've always done, and we keep getting the same damn results. That's not cool.
When we return, let's ask the boys in the aquarium. They get to make one change. What would it be? We're going to hit these phone lines. Jim Wyatt from Nashville, Tennessee, comes up at noon to give us a Titans preview. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley.
Come visit the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Elite Shooting Sports in Manassas. It's a great place to zero in on your rifle, bring your family or friends for a fun day at the range like I do all the time, or simply get some target practice. Their facility has two lounges, a cafe, and a large retail area that offers competitive pricing on firearms and accessories. Spend time on the climate control ranges, play games on their training simulator, or just take a class, or you can bring a friend to ladies' night. My wife is going to be going over there. Elite Shooting Sports is committed to one goal of providing a safe and inviting environment for all.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All to enjoy.
Landfill, congratulations, pal. You've been promoted to the boss of the Washington Commanders. Effective immediately, what changes are you making?
Well, if I was the boss of the Washington Commanders, effective immediately, I'd start looking for a new job. But if I had to make a change to improve the team this year,
oh boy,
I don't know. I guess they're in such a terrible situation with kind of the way they've set this thing up. The only thing that I could potentially think of to improve themselves now would just get William Jackson III off the field. Like, I can't watch that anymore. He just doesn't cover guys. He just gets completely destroyed. The only time he makes a halfway decent play is when he realizes he's about to give up a touchdown, so he just gets a pass interference penalty for like 20 yards. But even that's a terrible play because you shouldn't be in a position where you're constantly about to give up touchdowns. Just get him off the field.
Okay. Harsh, but arguably fair.
I don't think it's harsh.
Jeff Walker is the world's most acute Ashburn syndrome sufferer. Actually, I imagine that's a title a lot of people could compete for. Tailgate Ted sent me a receipt of how much Commander's gear he just bought the other day. Uh-huh. He might be the world's most acute Ashburn syndrome sufferer. But right now, Jeff Walker, you're the boss. You are now the boss of the Washington Commanders. What changes are you making?
I'm completely clearing out my coaching house. And I'm going for someone who's young, vibrant, and going to bring some electricity to once what was the electrifying FedEx Field. Like, I don't know what it has been, but for these last 3 years, I've asked myself every game, what are we doing? Even the commentators have said it, the national media. I tried to have an optimism, but it's clear to see that this old style of coaching is not going to suffice for us if we really want to win. And that's just how I feel.
All right.
I think he got off that wagon, though, man. He jumped off the bus.
So we'll go to these phone lines.
And I'm not completely off. I'm swimming next to the boat right now.
he's holding on to a rope.
Yeah.
Our guy Mark in Largo is on the line. I have a feeling I know what Mark's top change would be, but let's hear it. Mark, you are now the boss. What change are you making to
Mark?
The Washington Commanders?
Okay, I'm coming to the podium. Ladies and gentlemen, we've just released Carson Wentz, and we've given him this $28 million for the rest of the season. Because we've released him, we're only going to surrender a third-round pick. For the rest of the season, we are going to see if Sam Howell is going to play starting on Sunday. The reason why I wanted to release Carson was because I wanted Sam to have full attention, and I felt like Carson would be a distraction here. I know everyone's going to question, was Ron at fault for making the trade? No. I think it was a desperate move. I understood it. We knew the precautions. The leash was short. He's been on three teams for 3 years. We need to find out if Sam Howell can play. If he can play, great. If he can't, then we'll have to address that and other changes at the end of the season. And anybody ready for questions, come on and fire at me, not at Ron.
Thank you, Mark.
All right.
Again, it's not crazy. It's... You know we're in a bad situation when benching the quarterback and going to a rookie in week 5 is a reasonable conversation, but that's just the reality, man. Let's try to take a couple more calls before Jim Wyatt joins us. Let's go to Tommy. Tommy on line 3. Tommy, you're in charge. What changes are you making?
How are y'all doing today?
Doing good, man.
Good, man.
So here's my plan. Daniel Snyder got to give me 3 years. He can't come to the field. I'm putting B. Mitch in charge of the special teams. Cooley's going to be in charge of the offense. And Doc is going to be the GM. He can hire someone for the defense. And the reason I want that is because I want people that bleed burgundy and gold that can take us back to what we used to be, that knows what it looks like, that knows what it takes to put the people in place to get the best out of the players. That's what I want.
Thank you for the call, Tommy. Congrats, B. You got a new, hey, you know, in Scarface, when he's like, Ernie, you got a job, man. Hey, that's what happened to you,
B. We're doing the swinging gate two times, first game.
You're not going to last long. You go swinging gate.
Hey,
you're
not going to be doing that.
Let's get one more here. Greg is in Gaithersburg. Greg, what up, man?
How y'all doing?
How you doing, man?
Good, buddy.
Good. First thing I do player-wise, like everybody says, get rid of Jackson, I'd put Fuller on notice. Then as far as above that, the one guy, and I've said this for years, and this may just seem to me, but we get a lot of injuries, muscle pulls, hamstrings. I put the strength and conditioning coach on notice, too, because every year we just seem to have a lot more injuries on that front line than everybody else. And I'd also put the defensive back coach on notice because they just play too soft. They don't play aggressive. I've seen a number of times where the other team's got third and three, third and four, and they're 12, 15 yards playing off the receiver. Hell, I could throw that ball and get a first down. So that's what I would do.
All right.
Thank you for the call, Greg. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to get back to the phone lines. But up next, Jim Wyatt from the Tennessee Titans will join us to give us a preview of what to expect against a team that is always well-coached and highly physical as the Commanders get set for practice right now and then to play the Titans on Sunday. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to me, Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.